Hello and welcome, everyone. This is Dr. Rita Marie Lascalzo, and we're here for face reading. And I want to introduce you to my friend Elixir, who is just brilliant at looking at people's faces and picking up not just, you know, personality things or liver gallbladder things, but actually issues that might be going on, whether it's emotionally or physically in the body. And it's kind of cool. So I'm going to introduce you to Elixir. This is going to be a combination of slides and face stuff. So there's, since we're talking about face, she'll be helping us to see some things on the face. And let's see what else. Yeah, I think that's it. Oh yeah, look in the chat box. And in the chat box, what you're going to see are two links. One is a link to a handout and one is a link to the slides. So you actually have copies of the slides. Just a disclaimer, we may not go through all the slides. There's a lot of content in there, and Elixir will be making decisions as she goes along as to what's the appropriate content to share at any given point. And I'm just going to introduce you to Elixir, and I will allow her to tell you a little bit more about herself, because I, in my haste of getting this together, don't have her bio in front of me. So I'm going to let her share. Sorry about that. I know you sent it along, but and we actually included your bio in the email that went out, so you could just do a little brief. Like, what I'd love to hear you share with people is like, what got you into this face stuff, and you know, just a little bit about, you know, where you're at and what you do. Just a short little, yeah.
I love it. This is perfect. So, Dr. Rita, I am a health mixologist by trade. So it's like a bartender for health. Someone who, where I am, I'm a kinesiologist. So that means that I muscle test many, many different things. I can test any skeletal muscle on the body, even ocular muscles. And I use that as a way to get information from the inside of the body. Now, as a health mixologist, I believe that everything in health serves a purpose and works very well. Whereas it's all about matching the level of health consciousness to the client in front of me, matching that with the health tool, whether it be nutrition, energy medicine, homeopathics, faith-based healing, just getting them the right tool at the right time and the right dosage and right percentages. Because if something is a mismatch, then the health protocol doesn't work for them. So it's all about getting the right vibrational match. And that's what I do as a health mixologist. Now, I've been doing this. I've been a professional clinician for 8.5 years. I got my start because I had crappy health. Most of us,
that's how it happens, right?
As I grab my shoulders, just a little tidbit on body language. So responsibilities. So I'm also a body language expert. So this is funny how I'm just observing myself. I'm like, oh, I'm speaking about my health and my passion. And I just reach out and I grab my shoulders. It's interesting. That's sometimes how my mind goes, but I think it's valuable information for other health clinicians to know that when you're speaking to your clients and body language comes across, when someone's grabbing their shoulders, it's all about the responsibilities. So it is actually, I really do feel that as my spiritual responsibility to be a health teacher, and not only health teacher for my students, but a teacher for my clients. I was vegan at 11 years old. I was picking McDonald's, just asking McDonald's to please put veggies on your menu. This is back in 1991. So now I can calculate the age. And then fast forward 4 years, I became a Zone and Atkins diet. I was experimenting with diets. I was a high level competitive athlete traveling all across the US on a water polo team, got a scholarship to San Diego State University. And then all these epigenetic factors started clicking in, where I was taking 15 credit hours of college at university. I was highly competitive business school with these 15 credit hours. It was my junior year. I was also a student athlete, you know, competing and exercising at least 20 hours a week, not including all the travel time. And, oh, it was the other thing. I was working full-time too. So I was working 35 hours a week so that I can get more competitive in the business school as a marketing intern. So then all those three factors kicked in, and it was a lot of perceived stress. And so then internally, my new things started to shift and change in my DNA. So, and then for at that period, this is when I was 21 years old, at that time, and then through the next 8 years, it was this gradual transformation where I became Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde with help, where I knew what to do to be healthy. I was a highly competitive athlete as a teenager and as in college, but it stopped working. Only at night, when my subconscious mind took over, when my conscious mind went to rest, my subconscious mind took over, too much stress, not being able to handle it. And so then instead of sleeping at night, my subconscious mind took over and I would eat all the crap food that I would not eat during the day. It got so bad. I remember going to the doctors, take these pills, wake up, food remnants all around the bed. Oh my goodness. What? This is a problem. Then, so then I would eat my roommate's food. I would eat all the garbage. It was so much, darkness and things that I felt were so out of my control because it was at night. Eating disorder clinics didn't help. Psychology treatments didn't help. Nothing could help. I even went to, and then I'm like, great, all these things are not working. Let's go to the psychics. So I went to the psychics, and three psychics embodied that negative voice in my head and projected it at back at me. And they yelled at me the whole time that I am paying for them to help me learn more about myself and listen to my spirit guides. Three of them yelled at me. One of them started slamming her hand on the table and saying, stop it, stop it, stop it. You're killing yourself. You got to stop this. And I was like, dude, this sucks. I'm paying them for my time. I'm paying all these doctors for their time to help me. No one could help me. And so then it was just because I was determined to figure this out. And then I couldn't share with anyone because all the authorities couldn't help me. So then I'd share. I was living in grandma's basement and trying to work, hardly couldn't because I was getting zero sleep for 5 years. So then she's like, hey, sweetie, what happened to all the chocolate chips? And I was like, oh, grandma, I'm so sorry. I don't sleep at night. I eat all the junk food. How can I replace this? And she's like, oh, sweetie, it's okay. Your dad does it. Your dad night eats too. And so do I. But I just keep the food next to the bed. I was like, what? Because I knew all about physiology. I learned about anatomy and physiology as a teenager. And grandma was like, oh, it's okay. You know, it's just one of those things that we have. And I was like, no, our bodies are designed to heal and rejuvenate and sleep at night. And there's these things called hormones that help us heal. And grandma was like, And so at that moment, then I was like, oh, I'm healing a generational thing. And oh, the genes that turned on, the Dr. Jekyll genes that turned on, this was some psychotic thing that was passed down generationally. And all the authorities can't help me. Well, I'm going to figure this out. So I made that committed decision to figure it out. And then things started getting better. And then it was a gradual coming back up to healing myself. So that's my story.
Wow. And so how did you figure that? Well, you could tell us more as you go through the presentation.
I became a health mixologist. Because it really, because all these people, you know, I was going to naturopaths, I was going to psychics, I was going to energy healers, I was going to acupuncturists, I was trying everything out there on the face of God's green earth to get me back to where I was when I was 19. And everything, it had some value, but it wouldn't work permanently. And I'd keep going back to an expert for a period of time until they give up on me. You know, and I was like, ah. And so then I was like, well, everything helped a little bit, but nothing, like, it didn't click in until the moment where I fell in love with myself. When I fell in love with my whole cellular structure, it was actually a magical moment where I kissed myself in the mirror. And I was like, this is really weird and cool. And I love myself.
Wow.
Bathed in love. Then everything started working.
That's great. That's great. So thank you for sharing that story. That's incredible. And I think it's inspiring because there's probably a lot of closet nighttime eaters and, you know, those who are like really committed to a healthy lifestyle, and then you find yourself doing the opposite. So I know there's no schools for health mixology, as you call it. It's just a matter of pulling together the wisdoms of a lot of different things. So we brought you here. We could talk to you for days, but we brought you here specifically to teach us the wisdom of what's in the face, because that's one of the things that we see right away when we're talking to people. We see their face, and how do we look at their face and figure out some of the things that might be going on that their voice isn't telling us. So if
now with faceology. Now, this is a talk that I love to give in public, and I'm going to tweak a couple things for all of you, because you're already health professionals, and I love speaking with health professionals, because as you're saying, there is no health mixology school. There actually is. I'm the teacher. Mm. I'm one of the teachers. I have four other teachers in the health mixology school that I teach this, and what I find most cool about faceology is that the face perfectly reflects our internal organs and state of health. Now, it's not as spot on accurate as a nutritional test or a hair test, because it can't get the measurements, but you can see the levels of grades of nutrition health, of emotional health, and life lessons based upon the shape of the face, the colors, textures, lines. And so, today, I'm going to speak a little bit more to you and as best I can, and then hook in client experiences and life experiences that are going through right now. So does it puzzle you when you wake up with a new line on your face? Have you ever wondered, or have you ever wondered about client lines? Like, what's going on with blemishes, whiteheads, blackheads, or acne? Have you ever woken up with puffy eye syndrome? So I want you to know that our face is our teacher. So in this faceology webinar, I'm going to teach you the basics about what your lines mean. Here, let's keep going. Let's keep scrolling down. What the lines on your face mean, the acne and the blemishes, and also puffy eyes. Next slide. And because every line means something. Keep going to the next slide. So this webinar is for you, for all of you, because you are advanced and you're looking for specialty training. All right, this webinar is for you. Next. keep going next. All right, so the clients who I serve in my practice, they come to me to increase their energy level. They come to me to be at peace with food, to vaporize some extra pounds and change the shape of their body and learn what their face is trying to teach them about their insides. This is why I use faceology as the front door for my business, because then people, when they become more empowered instead of waking up in the morning and going, oh my gosh, I've got these puffy eyes, where did this new line come from? And oh my gosh, they see it as their face and their whole cellular structure is teaching them what's going on the inside through their face. And so that's, my clients have more compassion for themselves and others as a result of using the faceology as my front door. So it's really cool.
Nice.
All right, next slide. Lives that I changed, some clients that I work with. Next slide, that's fine. And it's through a faceology experience. Next slide. All right, next slide.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So now, wouldn't it be pretty cool and fun to, in the morning, wake up and look at and have a state of being? You know, like the State of Union address that are, you know, in the United States, we have every single year, actually pretty much every country has a State of Union address. But wouldn't it be really cool to wake up every morning and have a state of being? How is my cellular structure doing? Mm. Just by looking at the mirror. And that's one of the things that you can gain by learning faceology and the few things you're going to learn today. All right, go ahead. Next slide. All right, so with this talk, I have some rules, and on the chat box, if you could say yes, I really appreciate that, because I like people agreeing to rules. All right, So the first rule is I would like for you to stay present. So that includes, I highly recommend taking notes. Next, we're going to play. I want you to engage. I want you to ask questions so that I can customize this talk to you. I really like customizing, and because I can't see your faces and I read faces and I read body language, that really helps me change my talk. So if you pull up in the chat box, then please let me know. All right. All right. So now, and then the pike your curiosity. I want you guys to be curious and questioning things. So how I know you're going to be curious is by the questions that you ask me on the side. Mm-hmm. And then a special one is, and this is just my intention for you, for coming to learn from me, is that you can have more compassion for yourself and you can have more compassion for your clients. All right, next slide. All right, so isn't it interesting that sometimes, I mean, my teachers, they show up into my life in the most strangest, unique ways. Isn't it interesting how Dr. Rita showed up into your life? If you were to track it, how did you find her? Was it on a Facebook link that connected you with a blog post and over here? How is it that you got attracted to Dr. Rita as your teacher? So did you know that your face is one of your teachers? So now, would you like to understand what your face is trying to teach you? Just a little self-evaluation. Yes, no, yes, no. Do you wonder what pimples, acne mean? Are you considering getting Botox or injections? Or do you believe it's possible that you can change these things when you have a greater awareness of yourself? Go ahead, next slide. Personally, little fun, little story. I used to have on the corners of my eyes, if we can pop on to, that would be really cool. So on the outside corners of my face right here, I used to have lines that would go down from the outside corners of my eyes running down my cheeks. Hey, Rita, is there any way you could pop up my my face onto?
How do you mean?
Okay. Great, if possible. So, and these lines, so these are courage lines. So when I was describing to you at the beginning of this call that I went through the dark night of my soul in my 20s, where I was not myself. Now, in my 20s, I created these lines that ran down. So for inside corner of my eyes and the outside corner of my eyes, that ran down my cheeks down to here. And sometimes even, and depending upon how much stress I was having in my life, they would go even deeper. Now, these are badges of courage. So that's what they mean in face reading, you know, badges of courage, badges of honor. And it was such a struggling time in my life, and I had come out of it. Before I set up my practice, I had come out of it a little bit, and I was still in my healing arts practice. I was using most of the healing arts to help people clear out dark energies and clear out negative entities. It was before I realized that the dark energies are aspects of ourself and there is no dark to fight. It's only healing and integrating the dark into our life so that we can become a whole person. Mm. So at the beginning of my practice, I was really owning. I was like, I have fought the dark. I battled the demons. I cleared out the demons out of myself. Not really. I didn't love myself. So I had not integrated that into myself, and so I was still battling it. And so I was flashing like a neon sign out to the whole public. And when I was out there marketing and networking my business, I would have these deep badges of honor saying, I have gone through hell and back, and I can, if you want to heal your dark energies, I can help you. I can help you get out of that. And until I forgave myself. I forgave my father for passing down this darkness, and I fell in love with myself. Then later that night, that day that I fell in love with myself, my husband was like, wow, honey, you are glowing. What happened to you? And I was like, I had a really cool thing happen today. And he's like, your face looks so good. And then it was probably that instantaneous, that moment when I fell in love with myself. These lines, they disappeared. The ones that ran down my cheeks, that like tears running down my cheeks, they popped off and they became teacher lines. So instead of
badges of honor lines, they became, then they turn it, so the lines that come out from the outside corner of our eyes and run down just to about the cheekbone, these are teacher's lines. Someone who uses their wisdom and that they gain from the challenges to be a teacher for others. So, fun little note.
Nice.
Okay, let's go back to viewing the slides. I wanted to pay attention to that. All of you have been reading faces since you were a baby. All right, go on to the next slide.
Okay, whoops. There we go.
All right, good. So we know this information. Our subconscious mind is genius. It is scanning and analyzing things faster than we can physically comprehend. And this is, you know, why can we read people's faces so fast and get a gut feeling about someone, whether we want to hang out with them or not? And that's because of our subconscious processing. We have a conscious mind, a subconscious mind. Our subconscious mind is scanning, analyzing, processing at 400 million bits of data every single second. Mm-hmm. How big is 400 million bits of data? This is like insane. 400 million bits of data is like if we take one drop of water but let's compare that to our conscious mind. So our conscious mind is processing at 40 bits of data every single second. The thoughts that you think you are thinking, that is coming only from your conscious, logical mind that has a voice. And that's 40 bits of data every single second. What is one bit of data? One bit of data is that at symbol. One bit of data is that the tip of that nose is a light blue. That's one bit of data. And so that's how much your logical mind that has a voice. Your subconscious mind does not have a logical voice. It only expresses and communicates to your logical mind through feelings and feeling data. So if we were to take, so how big is 400 million bits of data? So if we take one drop of water as one bit of data, if we were to fill up 8 Olympic-sized swimming pools, that's 400 million bits of data. So this is how fast your subconscious mind is scanning other people. We are attracted, when we want to get to know someone, we want to see their face because their face tells their whole story. You know, it tells their whole health history, what is going on inside of their health right now, what is going on with their life lessons, what are the ones that they're still navigating, the ones that they figured out, and what are the thoughts that they think about the most, all come from the face. But as what is most interesting for us is the health. All right, next slide. All right, so yeah, one coffee cup. Keep going. All right, keep going. This is why I like being in control. Now, as for you, it's most important to be able to read someone's face so you can have more compassion and have a deeper connection. This is why I took a break from my practice because I had a very challenging pregnancy back in 2011. Like, it knocked me out for 4.5 months. So I couldn't take care of my house. I couldn't take care of my kid. I had to have neighbors and family and friends take care of my kid. So I had to let go of my practice and just focus on growing a baby. And I did, and so grew her and then took care of her because that was like the most important thing in my life. And then had to take a break from practice, restarted my practice about a year and a half ago. And it just started up instantly and turned a profit very quickly because people want to know that I care about them. How do they know that I care about them? Because I read their face and I say, oh, I can see you're going through this, challenge. I can see that your liver is really struggled through this stage of your life, and you are actually trying to heal it and take care of it. Where most of the people I see are struggling with their liver, they just give up and they have massive sugar addictions or some other kind of addiction. All right, next slide. Beautiful. Next slide. keep going. Next slide. I've spent a lot of money and a lot of dedicated hours to learning faceology. Next slide. Next slide. All right, let's speak about some lines. So this is so perfect for nutritional endocrinology because I can be a little bit more geeky with all of you. So the lines on our face, in Chinese medicine, they reflect the ministerial fire energy. There are different elements in Chinese medicine. You know, we have the wood, we have the water, we have the fire, we have the earth, and we have the metal. Now, in my system, I use a 9-element model that includes four spiritual elements that were kicked out when communists took over in China. And they were kicked out and sent to the monasteries. So my teachers learned this from the monks and nuns who were in the monasteries in Tibet and other areas of China. And two of those systems are the air element and ministerial fire element. And then we have DNA and environmental influences. Those are the other to complete the four. Now, the ministerial fire element, it shows up on the face in lines. Now the ministerial fire element governs the hormonal endocrine system of the body. This is something that I don't get to teach in most of my public talks, but because you guys are nutritional endocrinologists, I'm like, oh, cool, I can share with you this. So each of the lines have a very specific meaning. And the different location of the line on the face says someone's, the life lessons that they're learning and the attitudes they're holding. So this, as you see on these faces here, it's supposed to be the same face, but aging as it goes. And so this is what we expect someone to look like at 30 and 40 and 50 and all the way to 80. This is what we are programmed in our subconscious mind to perceive what someone should look like as they age. But I hope not for most of us. I hope most of us are going, I'm gonna live long and die fast. Not this dimmer switch that we see going on in the rest of the US. Does that make sense, Dr. Rita?
Totally does. And that's what we teach. Yeah, that aging is in your mind, really. And we need to be able to shift it.
Yeah. Yeah. It comes from your perception of the environment.
Right.
And of everything that I learned about that struggle, that strife, that Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde period of 8 years, it was all because I was perceiving that I needed to fight the dark to heal myself.
Mm.
So, and so an 8-year-old has a lot of attitudes. And this is why they say you can't teach an old dog new tricks, because they are just stuck and locked into their attitude, and it shows up on all these different crazy lines on their face. All right, let's go on to the next slide. All right, so where the lines show up on the face, this is the core foundational area for the different foundational meanings, for the different meanings of the face. So first we have our mental area, then we have a spiritual emotional area, and then we have a physical area. So where lines show up on the face is reflected on, so if you have more lines, you know, like if someone has dimples down here, it's something more physical. I'll share that with you in a moment. So everyone, I want you to play along with me. So if you could measure either if you have a measuring tape, like write down some homework assignment to get out very specific measurements for how big the different segments of your face are. So can you go on to the next slide?
Yep.
Perfect. So what this looks like is, so for measuring different segments of your face, this is a picture of me. So then you're just going to take from your index finger goes at your hairline, and your thumb goes at the top of your eyebrows. Okay, that's where you get the most exact measurement, is from the top of the eyebrows to your hairline. That's so my mental area is 6.6 centimeters. Okay, and then you go to the emotional, so top of the eyebrows down to the bottom of the nose, and then next slide. 6.6 again, and then you measure your emotion, your physical. So then it's 6.61. So for me, it's really, I'm really, really close. It's all 6.6, but the physical is not 100% balanced as the emotional, spiritual, and mental areas, okay? So it's just kind of fun to go, oh, is my mental area like huge? Okay, for those of you who don't have a hairline like that, you've balded off and it's disappeared, I could look at your face, I could tell you where the hairline is. But do know that you are significantly more mental energy than any others. So just for those of you who are bald, because I have so many people in talks and they say, it's not, it's because you're, balding happens and a lot in Chinese medicine, because you're spending so much fire. There's a lot of electricity and firing in the brain. It's excessive amounts of fire, so that it kind of electrocutes their philosophy is that it kind of electrocutes the hairs, so they can't hold on to anymore. They just fall off. But another real cool tidbit is that with the folklore in the Chinese history is that you will never see a bald beggar. You'll never see a bald man who is, you know, poor and a beggar. Bald people, you know, they have a lot of fire energy going through their mind. They're problem solvers. They're really good people to have on your team if you own your own business, because they're the ones who are problem solving, getting stuff done really, really quickly. All right, next slide. All right, so what do the lines mean? Elixir, what do the lines mean? All right, so this is the best way that I could describe it in simple terms. It's based upon how a door lock is held. So this is vertical lines, just like if you were to look at a door, you know how to open a deadbolt on a door. When the deadbolt is vertical, this is how standard ones operate. If it is vertical, then the door can open freely and open close. So vertical lines that we create on your face, here and here and sometimes here, that down the central channel here, any vertical lines, these are ones that you use to create open doors in your life. Now any lines, now the second part is when a deadbolt is flipped horizontally, the deadbolt is locked. If the door is jammed, and when you create horizontal lines, it is because you have locked that door. Most of the time, as with everything, there is no 100% steadfast rule. Vertical means open doors. The horizontal means locked doors. You close up everything in your life. But 90% of the time, vertical means this allowed you to create open doors in your life, and you created that line to create open doors. The horizontal lines, these are ones where you've integrated the life lesson. You've learned the life lesson in your life, and you've closed that chapter. Now, when you have lines that go off at angles, this is where excessive amounts of pressure and jam, you know, you're trying to figure this out in a really hard, you know, hard way. So when you create lines that go out at diagonal angles, we form diagonal angles on our face, so that because of excessive amounts of external pressure and pressure that we put on ourselves, and you're trying to like jimmy rigger, maybe we could stick a credit card in there, then the door would open up, instead of just turning the deadbolt the easy way, going to source. So that's why we create lines. All right, next slide. For faceology, go on to the next slide. All right, so what do the lines mean? What do they really mean? All right, so what they really mean is that the lines reflect our attitudes that we figured out. And there are different stages that we go through with attitudes. The first stage is head in the sand, denial. So each line reflects light back to be perceived by us, if we're looking at a mirror, or by other people. They reflect different grades of light. Now, the first stage of lined attitude is denial, head in the sand, I don't got a problem. And this is like where you are blaming and projecting the attitude that you're learning. So even if it's a deadbolt line that's horizontal, you integrate it, but you're still, each line, the way that I perceive it, reflects different qualities of light. So a fun one, but let's skip through. So four stages, you know, the next line is neon sign. So badges of honor. All right, here we go. Back to four headlines. Yep, one more back. There we go. So this is something that, four headlines. So when we have, these are lines, two different meanings that they mean. When you see it on your clients, or when you see it on, no, actually, when you see it on clients and receive it on yourself. So when someone creates forehead lines, these are reflect that are mental energy. So one of the meanings that it means is someone who is, when they are continuous, they go from one side to the next continuously, and you have more than three different lines there, that means someone who has spent a lot of focused mental effort and concentration into one area. So that is also where the classic, you know, methodology for phrenology is, this is someone who is an expert in their field of choice. So when you're looking at your clients and they have those forehead lines and, you know, like, whoa, this is an accountant or a lawyer, you know, even before you really know their profession, just by, if you see those lines on their face, you can know that they are an expert in their field of choice and they are dedicating a lot of mental effort and concentration in one area and they're integrating their life lessons there. So it's just something to build a greater connection with someone else. Okay, next slide. So, how did I create 50 wrinkles in one day? Okay, I'll tell that story. If we have enough time, I'll tell that story. Okay, next slide. So if someone has broken lines, so if they go, you know, halfway or three quarters, but then it breaks and then it jumps up at a different level, like these lines where they're broken, this is someone who has a lot of different mental interests. Their mind is occupied. It's someone who can be called ADD, but it's just because they're just so curious about so many things. So it's really cool to notice, like when you see a client who has different broken lines, to not to be able to, you know, shift gears and be with them, match their level of mental interest. Whereas someone who has continuous forehead lines, they're going to know, okay, what do I do from the start to beginning, and what are the exact steps in between to get there? But someone, if you have a client who has broken forehead lines, they're gonna be a lot more right brain processing, and they're gonna go, okay, so here's the problems, and I don't know how to get there. And then you're going to want to be able to pull from multiple different facets and areas to help them get there. They're not going to be as a linear processor as someone who has continuous forehead lines. So really good note. I hope all of you are taking notes there.
Yeah.
On that. All right.
Thank you.
Next slide.
Yeah.
Ooh. All right. Now, this is, so these, as you can see, they're coming out from the eyebrows and go out to the hairline. These are forehead lines that someone creates because of mental pressure, where they have, I see this commonly as someone from either who was dyslexic and didn't know how to read. I actually got the start in my practice helping children with learning disabilities, that's where, and brain integration. And so I would see these mental pressure lines forming on kids who had a lot of mental challenges, you know, and they really did not fit in the traditional school system. They were either dyslexic or they were ADD, and they had all these labels on them, and they were just trying to fit in. They wanted to be loved. And so these kids had these massive diagonal lines going off the side of their head. So I also see it on someone who, is a self-made millionaire, someone who struggled, you know, grew up in abject poverty, but then found their way to get out of it because they put a lot of pressure on themselves to figure out, okay, there is a solution, I'm going to figure this out. I've also seen this on lawyers who who tried to make themselves left brain but couldn't. You know, they're too right brain processor, but they tried to fit in the left brain system, so they're like, I'm gonna figure this out. All right, so that's again, you know, the diagonal deadbolt where someone's putting a lot of pressure to try to figure something out. Okay, so let's go on to the next slide. All right, one of my lovely clients, she is a fitness and nutrition expert. And she's on TV, she's all on TV in multiple different states. And she came to me, she had massive insomnia, she had acne all over her face and her body that was not being resolved, and brain fog. And in 2 quick months, she became mind, body, spirit unified, acne went away, brain fog went away, totally cool. And that was by helping her read some lines on her face that she was denying. She had not quite figured out, like, her purpose And so she was denying that. So assisting her integrate the life lessons and make a few tweaks to her diet, she healed herself. Mm-hmm. Okay, next. All right, so decision time. Now, when you see a new line on your face, where are you going to be directing your energy? When you see a new line show up on your forehead, how are you going to be able to show more compassion for yourself?
Good question.
How are you going to be able to show more compassion for your clients? All right, next slide. Okay, next slide with Faceology. All right, acne. Now, we're going to focus on acne because of time. Now, this is one thing that is going to be very important for you in your practice, because inflammation, so let me back up. All right, there was an anatomist at UCLA who was teaching anatomy, you know, five different levels of anatomy to, you know, beginning level bachelor students to, you know, PhDs who are getting their doctorate and medical students. And he had been teaching anatomy since the 1950s. And then he retired back in early 2000, but I just was reading a story about him and I was like, oh my gosh, this story is crazy, amazing. So I wanted to pass along to you. So what he found out was that as the amount, in the 50s, they would dissect all types of bodies so people, med students could learn. And then got into the 1970s, and then they would start cutting open bodies that were in their 70s and 80s. And you could not tell the difference between a spleen and a pancreas. You could not tell the difference between the liver and the gallbladder. And there was just such a mess of the organs, and it stunk so bad that no matter what, you know, thing they put under their nose or mask that they put on, you know, at one point it was the late 1970s, they cut open a body and then 20 students vomiting all over the floor. Mm. He's like, all right, we are not dissecting bodies over the age of 50. This is in the 70s. Then kept going. And so then it got to, okay, we're not dissecting the body over the age of 40. We're not dissecting the body over the age of 30, because they were cut up in these bodies and they essentially looked like zombie bodies on the inside, because there were so much pimples and ulcerations and grossness on the inside. So then he's like, this is wrong. So then he's like, we got to figure this out. And it was really about the nutrition, the pesticides, the herbicides that the body does not know how to handle. So they just totally turn into disgusting zombie bodies on the inside. Now it starts, one of the ways that it starts with most people reflecting on the face is acne. Acne, from a Chinese perspective, this is inflammation going on inside of the organ system. Now, some of you are going to say, so when you see massive acne showing up on different places on the body, that reflects the different organ systems. Now, I all have a gift for you. Some of you are going, well, where does acne mean right here? Well, this is the lung area. Okay. And so acne, when you have it in here and in here, this is liver. And then along here is liver. Now, I have a gift for all of you on my website. I have a no-cost face reading training where I teach you the basics of face reading. Mm-hmm. And the different segments of the face and what organ system that reflects, and also the colors to pay attention to for the different gradations of health. It's what I consider the most basic level of face reading, and that's on my site, elixirlab.com, elixirlab.com. That's right on my site, and you can get the no-cost face reading training right there, and it's amazing. So, yeah, okay, good. And Dr. Reedema has the gift too. So I wanted everyone to pay attention, because this is the part when I'm giving these presentations, the whole audience goes, how do I solve this? So I wanted you to know where it's at so that you can really get a better idea for what's going on with your clients. So the acne is inflammation. And when we can catch, when you can help someone resolve inflammation just at the acne stage, and so that they can have better, more clear skin, then you know that their organ system is functioning at a much more optimal level and they are healing themselves. So acne is not, this is the other thing to help you as a practitioner is to have more compassion, is that someone who has blemishes or scars on their face or acne, that's really reflecting, you know, how they're, not only how their organs are functioning, acne, how their organs are functioning, but the scar tissue, that's emotional scarring, you know, emotional trauma that they are holding onto in their organ tissues that they have not learned how to heal themselves. So as a clinician, it's important for us to have more compassion because we don't know someone's story, but we can have little glimpse of an indication for what someone going through based upon the color and the textures on their face. Okay, next slide. Yeah, so there's the beginning faceology map. Please access it right on my site. And where acne shows up reflects. I mean, this is the beginning super, you know, the beginning level. When I work with clients, I go holographic because even though the lips, you know, this is stomach energy, it also reflect, you know, you can also tell the state of health of the spleen, the colon, and the small intestines based just on the lips if you know where to look. All right, next slide. All right, inflammation. It's insane amount of diseases that are hooked right back in. They go down, I think, 3 or 4 slides. Just because of inflammation cause all these diseases. All right, so puffiness, let's scroll down a couple more slides. So now decision time, this is where I want you to go with, is like, where can you direct your energy when you start seeing acne show up on your face? And where can you direct energy with your clients when you see acne and blemishes and they are concerned about? They're like, oh, I can't believe I'm getting this acne and pimples show up right along here. What do I do? And then you know what to do. You guys know how to take care of inflammation, right? I know Dr. Rita teaches you all about how to resolve inflammation. When you see acne show up on the face, get them on an anti-inflammatory protocol and you're gonna see amazing, amazing results. All right, next slide. All right. Oh, this is the fun part. Okay, so this will be the last thing that I teach and then we'll open up for questions. Okay, so a nutritional analysis. So if the segments of the face, if you look at a client, you're like, holy cow, their forehead segment, their mental segment is ginormous. Okay, this is someone who is burning through fatty acids. Like they require excessive amounts of fatty acids, like up to a quarter cup. Like my clients who have I measure their face and their forehead is huge, and they're sabotaging by eating too many carbs because their body can convert to the fat that they need. If they get, you know, if they eat enough carbs, they might get enough grain, so they sabotage with carbohydrates. And so when I get them on a protocol of high dosage of really high quality fatty acids, then their cravings go away and they have a much more positive relationship with food. So someone has high forehead segment, they're going to be burning through fatty acids. Someone who has a high number two, spiritual emotional segment from top of the eyebrows to the bottom of the nose. This is someone who is burning through carbohydrates and B vitamins. Like most people, this segment is the largest, and by largest, it's not just the length, it's also the breadth, the width. So for me, I fit into this category because of my lovely cheekbones. So with my lovely cheekbones, I have much more of a diamond shaped face. So that my number two is the largest on me. And if I personally, if I do not take high quality B vitamins that are the appropriate level of match for my vibration, then I get massive, massive dark eyes and circles in here, and my adrenals just tank. So when I figured out with the Faceology that is like, no, it's not, it is part, you know, what I learned is carbohydrates, but there's also like very much so B vitamins, changed that, got the match appropriate, transformed me, and it transformed all my other diamond shaped face clients very quickly. It's pretty cool. Now, number three, this is someone who has a very broad jaws, you know, like they, like a bulldog, like Winston Churchill. Their jawline sticks out huge, and they have a chin, or if they have a chin that sticks out like Reese Witherspoon, Jay Leno. And this is someone who burns through proteins and high quality amino acids. So either supplementing with amino acid supplements, or getting on high dosages of more heavy, dense protein. So it can come from kale and spinach, but as long as they're getting their digestive enzymes so that they can get the protein out from the vegetables, then they're going to see a transformation in their quality of health. All right, next slide. And then, I love Justin. He was taking, this is a crazy story, he was taking 5 to 8, somewhere at 5-hour energy drinks a day. So some days he was taking up to 6, 8-hour, you know, those 5-hour energy drinks, those shots, because he's a salesman, he needs to be on, he's burning his, you know, his mental segment was huge. And so he was burning through fatty acids, he was burning through everything to be on. And so then, and actually just one session, he required zero caffeine for 4 months.
Wow.
He was like, whoa, this is awesome, what are you doing? I'm like, I didn't do anything to you. You heal yourself. I just match the vibration level, and then magic happens. It was pretty cool. Mm. All right, so now let's scroll down a little bit. And okay, so now we can keep it here, and let's open up for questions if possible.
Okay.
Do you have any questions, Oxarita?
Oh, well, I've been taking notes, so I don't really have. So I guess I was curious what, like when this Justin guy, what does a treatment consist of besides the reading of the face? What do you do to reverse these things?
So I use the face as a prognosis tool and then my kinesiology analysis. So for my sessions, I'm identifying the vibration match of their greatest strength, which organ system that shows up on their face, as well as internal systems, has their greatest strength. You know, is it their kidneys? Is it their liver? Is it their heart? Is it their hormonal system? Which one is their greatest strength, and which one is their greatest weakness? Mm-hmm. Based upon the face. And then wherever their greatest weakness is like, how can we use their greatest strength to build up their greatest weakness? And then magic happens. Magic, some people call it magic, but it's a very systemized approach with Faceology. Sometimes it's, do we take care of the digestive system? Sometimes, or do we take care of detoxification systems? Like, which system do we address first to give the client the greatest amount of return with the least amount of effort?
Got it.
That's the method that we follow as health mixologists.
Right. So who's got questions? I'm sure you guys have been taking notes. And what questions are coming up for you? Anything? There is like a 30-second delay from when they hear us till when they can type their questions. Margie says, did I miss the puffiness in eyes? I'm curious as to how to view this in people.
Oh, great. Yeah, we can go there. Okay. So I wanted to get through and see if there were any other questions, but puffy eyes, yes. So underneath the eyes, so right underneath the eyes, this is the area of the kidney adrenal system. And so when someone wakes up with, when they have puffy eyes, so this is someone who's, there is swelling and excess fluid in the kidneys. And so what this tells me is that there was not enough healing hormones cycling through and not enough time for the kidneys to heal themselves at night. And so sometimes it's an inflammation reaction. Sometimes there's, you know, they're doing their best to clean up the house on the inside of the kidneys, you know, mop up the floors and sweep, but they didn't get enough time with deep REM sleep. And so the kidneys were put off too long. And so then you wake up with swollen, puffy eyes. It's because the kidneys didn't get enough deep REM sleep to heal themselves. Now, if it's something that's chronic, something that someone has for, they've had for years and years and years, underneath the eyes, this is someone who is not, who went through a really tough time. And, but they were told to suck it up. They're not allowed to cry. Big girls don't cry. Big boys don't cry. And you're going to get through it. And so it's a cup of tears. It's someone who has not given themselves permission to cry from the pain.
Wow.
And so the kidneys, that the kidney tissues are holding on to that pain.
Wow. That's a great explanation.
Yeah. That's the beginning level explanation. And then there's, how do you speak it in a way that the person in front of you can understand it without reacting to it? So instead of reacting negative way, how can I communicate this to someone so that they can receive and respond in a healing way?
Nice. Great. Thank you for that. So we also have a question from Tony. Do skin tags and moles reflect health?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And some of us, like me, are just born with a lot of freckles, you know, the red and all these other things. Yes, they do. And it's really integrating the life lessons of how to process toxins, how to process things that are self versus not self. And so people with the skin tags and moles, if you get the moles on the lung area, if you're getting moles on the liver area, it's going on. It's where you have stuff going on inside that organ system. Mm.
And skin tags are associated with blood sugar imbalances, insulin resistance.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
So. Thanks for teaching me that. I'm like, ooh, that's new. I'm going to start taking some notes. For the skin tags that I see, I've seen it as toxicities, but then it, depending upon where it's at,
yeah,
reflects. So it could be something with the spleen system. It could be that's a system that I have found most effective. But then the fun part about health is like, my good Lord, there's so much to learn. When we are on the health path, when we are, you know, helping other people heal themselves, it is a lifelong learning process of nonstop learning. So Dr. Rita, you just taught me something. I'm like, ooh, I gotta check this one out. I haven't heard that before. Mm-hmm. Like, sweet.
Well, we're always learning. That's it. Every day is a new day, and I think it's an exciting opportunity to learn. So I've learned a lot today. Thank you. Yeah, this is cool. And just being aware, too. And, you know, we tend to talk to people, but look at their eyes, look at their smile, but really knowing about where these spots are on their face, helping us to, it's just another tool in our assessment of people, which is very cool.
Very vital. Yes. Yeah.
Thank you. That's great. Yeah. And Lynn says that her husband was in an accident and has plates in his face. How would you work with somebody like that?
So, how I work with someone is they come to me wanting help. I don't work with someone until they want help. To this point, full disclosure, I have not worked with anyone with plates on their face. Now, let's assume that I have a new client who comes to me with plates on their face who wants help. Then it's like, okay, great. So then they tell me, you know, because I see, sometimes I just feel like something is off. Like, I've worked with clients with plates on their joint capsules or plates, you know, different parts of their body, or they got like, I got a steel hip. And because I feel, I'm like, something is off. This is not bone tissue. And then they tell me. So then it's, for them, assuming that things are not working right, I would help them identify what are the life lessons that were going on either at that time in their life or the life lessons right now that may be associated with that. And if they want to heal, they can. If not, then they can, you know, just have a greater awareness for what life lessons are going on. Mm-hmm. So that it, either the shape of their face will change. Sometimes I've had clients who've had needed to have stuff removed out of their body because it no longer was an appropriate vibrational match. So then they had to have that removed and have, you know, had to have an upgrade back in their body. So, yeah.
Great. Thank you. So any other questions? I don't see everybody's quiet today. Any other questions? And we're oftentimes are on the phone, so we get to open up the lines and talk. This facility doesn't have the ability to do that, although there is supposed to be a way that we can pull people in and see them. Are there any things like you could show? I guess you've shown already the different parts of the face. Like, it would be really cool if we could get somebody in and do a face reading, but I don't know if there's the ability to do that on here.
Well, if someone volunteers, then if you go to room, then we go to view the attendees, then it says there's a little pointer finger. It says you can invite someone as a speaker.
Oh, room.
Chat box is someone, I haven't seen anyone volunteer yet.
So if someone wants to volunteer to do that and get their face red, we can pull you in. You have to have a camera, obviously, on your computer to do that. But most people do. Most people have laptops that have that.
Oh, we can even do it over them. So in the chat box, there's the arrow is there too. No one's raising their hand.
Back his answer, okay. Nobody's fitting anything in.
I gotta go to this class for sure. We're still in the project.
Huh?
Anybody raise your hand to just say yes? Just write into the chat box and says, I will do it. In the meantime, Margie says, what about one side of the mouth area that's a little droopy?
So the corners of the mouth, these reflect the fire energy and emotional. One of the core things is emotional expression. So sometimes you see like the right side corners down and the left side corners up. So you divide the face just in half. The right side is how you want the world to view you. It's how you are projecting yourself. It's also your professional business side of yourself. And then the left side reflects our internal emotional side of ourself. So if the left side tips up a little bit, you are actually quite a happy, you know, self-driven, motivated person. And but then the right side tilts down is because, but you perceive the world, you know, you're kind of a little bit of a pessimist for how the world is, and you're inside of your business activities, then the body, then you're struggling with things and very pessimistic about, you know, either if the office environment that you work in. Let's say that it is that. With one client, it was that, you know, they're just really toxic work environment and just was really negative. And so left side curled up, they're generally happy person inside, but in the environment they were in at work was negative, extracted themselves, became their own executive, both corners of the lips turned up.
Fantastic. We've got a volunteer. Now I'm looking, did you say click on room and then can you invite her in?
Tony has been invited to be a speaker. I think she might have to accept.
Okay. Where did you see the button that said click to add them to the room? I don't see that.
So on my menu for Tony.
Yes.
So if we go to room and then
there's Tony. That's Tony. Hi. There she is.
Okay, now I can see you. Okay.
Okay. Let me just make it so everybody can see her. Hello, Tony.
Hello.
You're growing your hair again.
Yeah, well, courtesy of a weave.
Oh, okay.
I'm trying to. Looks like I've lost. Okay, Google Hangout. There we are.
I see you perfectly. So
yeah, I see you. Everybody let me know if you can see Tony.
Do you have any questions for me?
Well, I have moles. I don't know if you can see.
Yes.
And they're starting to fill up here in my cheekbones, getting dark around here. My husband noticed it. And I'm just curious as to what all this means. I did recently do a liver cleanse with my good friend and colleague, Jane Guyette, and what I'm learning is that I'm probably having an adrenal issue that's not being addressed. That may be.
Well, let's see that. Okay, so you just did a liver cleanse, and then you noticed the spots come out, correct?
Well, no, I've noticed that before, but actually after the cleanse, the darkness did get lighter, but I've noticed in the past year and a half that I'm developing what looks like the beginning of moles in my cheek area. The largest mole I have is underneath my eye, which I've had, I understand, since birth.
Okay. Well, this is good. The video quality actually tuned up a bit, so I'm like, oh, I can actually see your face now. I'm like, this is going to be an interesting face read. Okay, so Tony, may I read your face?
Yes, please.
Okay. And so I can, from the things you said, you're most interested in what your face says about your quality of health. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So you want to know what the mole reflects here?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So the mole, that is on the kidney element area. So it is reflected on, so I see it as deposits. Some deposits are in the kidneys that have not been drooped out. Now, if I do my testing, that I test the level of deposits in your kidneys is at 22%. So of per volume, so the total volume of the kidneys, there's a level of deposits at 22%. Anything that is above 40%, that's when we really start having kidney problems, like it's painful to urinate, or that's when Western medicine can classically diagnoses, deposits or stones. Some people call them stones. I call them deposits because I perceive them as time capsules that are kind of like, this is where the body is like, I can't deal with all these toxins. I'm going to pack it away. But then it becomes a time capsule, like that remembers what was going on in your life, that it formed that deposit.
Okay.
So when you are cleansing, it's very wise to get supported by someone to help you healing and integrating the life lessons, so that as you're peeling away the layers of that time capsule, it completely disappears and you heal.
Okay. I did get support last week, great support from Jane, so that was the beginning. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. I will.
So that for the high, so that's what that tells me. And then the other thing, so the darkness along here, this is where one of the ways that you tell the state of health of the colon is these lines, the nasolabial lines. So darkness along there can reflect, you know, mucoid plaque, sticky, icky, unpooped poop.
I released a lot of that last week too. It's still coming.
Yeah, and then so that very, very cool indication for you, right? So you're on the cleanse and then you're like, oh, it lightened up. It's working.
Yes.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That was very helpful. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Tony, for volunteering.
Sure. My pleasure.
Do we have time for one more? Because Phyllis also volunteered.
Sure.
Okay.
I have about 10 more minutes, and then I have to get back to my clinic.
Okay, great. So how do we do that? We just hit Phyllis? How did you do that? I don't know what you did, so. Invite a speaker. A speaker or?
Phyllis?
Yeah, Phyllis.
All right, thanks, Tony.
Thanks, Tony.
Bye.
Deposits. It's one of those things that, so, you know, as health clinicians, it's one of those things that we skip over. Some clinicians really, you know, like naturopaths, they really focus on parasites. Some really focus on detoxification. And some, you know, they just go, okay, it's just nutrition. You get the right nutrition, your body will heal. And that is true, an aspect of it. But there's because it's spirit, it's physically, you know, you get these deposits that are lodged in, and I see them lodged into multiple different organ tissues. It's not just the liver and the kidneys, like some people, the stones, the liver stones, the gallbladder stones, or the kidney stones. That's where people see them most, because that's where that's where they get excreted out of the body, you know. But I see, so there's water-soluble toxins and fat-soluble toxins. Water-soluble toxins are what create the classic gallbladder stones and kidney stones. And then there are also fat-soluble toxins, the xenoestrogens, xenobiotics, that require very highly specialized protocols to actually get them out of their body. And they're different. They don't attach to each other, because one's lipid-soluble, one's water-soluble, so they're not even attracted to each other. But they form deposits in the body. And getting them out is very, very important part of healing.
Great.
So good job, Tony.
Great. Thank you. Thank you for that. Looks like Phyllis might be having some difficulties doing it.
Like, you have to click several buttons.
Yeah. So give it a try, Phyllis. Nope. All right. Well, why don't we wrap it up, and then, yeah, that's great. Thank you. So this has been, like, this is really eye-opening, face-opening. There's just so many. I took 3 pages of notes. So I'm excited for some of the stuff to just start observing and being aware. So if you have any, you know, closing tips for how people can actually get started doing this with their clients.
First, I recommend getting my free gift. So
yep.
You can get the basic, you know, the most... most easy way to understand the face reading is in my no-cost training, right, available at my site. And get started playing with that. If you want to take it deeper, I teach this. I have a course coming up in the fall, and I would love to teach you all that I know.
Great. Thank you. Thank you, thank you. So last chance for questions. Elixir's got about 2 minutes.
Because the way that I learned face reading was from Xerox copies of magazines of celebrities.
Oh.
Not kidding. That's the way I learned face reading.
I like it.
The way that I learned face reading was learning the theory, then getting out in public and practicing on people, and then having clients come in and going, okay, I know what that means, and then taking notes. And then actually, when I reopened my, after taking a maternity leave, and then I reopened my practice again, I started seeing things on the faces that I had never seen. And one of them was those xenobiotics and the xenoestrogens. I also, I started seeing other things, new things I hadn't seen. So I bring this information, I'm like, so I open back my practice, and I'm like, okay, teachers, I bring this information, I'm like, I have never seen this before. I've never seen this nose dimple. I've never seen all these things on the face. And because, you know, I was just following what my mentors taught me. And then so I bring this back to my mentors, and they're like, I don't know what that means. And so my mentors are like, to study this. So for the last 2 years, almost 2 years, I have been doing a faceology study where I've taken photos of over 800 people. I don't know the exact number right now.
Wow.
Over 800 people and studying that. And these are high quality photos using the DSLR camera. So that you can actually see the colors, textures, lines on faces. And so this is what my students get to learn from, is actually high quality photos instead of Xerox copies of magazines. The way that you can really learn faceology is by looking at faces and then comparing it with what you know. And you're going to learn a lot in that free course. I hope you all love it. And come onto Facebook. Let me know how this information has changed your practice, and how you, one, perceive yourself, and two, how you perceive your clients. I would love to know. I'd love to be of greatest support to you. Best way to find me is on Facebook at, you know, Elixir Lab, and, you know, private message me there or otherwise. And
great.
Love to help you. I love seeing clinicians succeed.
Thank you. Thank you so much for this. Thank you, everybody, for being here. This whole thing is recorded, and it'll take us probably a couple of days to get it edited and then put up on the site. But it will be on the site, permanent part of your membership and all the tools, and you're welcome to go back to it, listen again. You've got three links that I put on the chat. One is the link to the gift, and one is the link to the slides, and I haven't even had a chance to look at what the handout actually is. So one's a link to the handout. So I just so appreciate you being here and just sharing with this. And Elixir, it's been just wonderful to hear this and learn this and just to kind of have a new tool that we can integrate with our own tools. So thank you again for being here. I so appreciate it.
You're very welcome. It's my honor.
And bye, everyone. We'll talk to you soon. Bye now.
Ciao.
How do I end it? Oh, there. I stop broadcast. There we go.
Wonderful. Cool.
Great.
Thank you, Dr.
Rita. Thank you. Great. Wonderful. So I appreciate all that. That's a lot of great information. I think it's a great start for people to just start, like when they're looking at people, and they'll. I will start to see people differently when I start to have this in my mind. So thank you.
Awesome.
Thanks. Thanks. Bye. Appreciate your time and everything. So, mwah, thank you.
Darkness and things that I felt were so out of my control because it was at night. Eating disorder clinics didn't help. Psychology treatments didn't help. Nothing could help. I even went and then I'm like, great, all these things are not working. Let's go to the psychics. So I went to the psychics, and three psychics embodied that negative voice in my head and projected it at back at me. And they yelled at me the whole time that I am paying for them to help me learn more about myself and listen to my spirit guides. Three of them yelled at me. One of them started slamming her hand on the table and saying, stop it, stop it, stop it. You're killing yourself. You got to stop this. And I was like, dude, this sucks. I'm paying them for my time. I'm paying all these doctors for their time to help me. No one could help me. And so then it was just because I was determined to figure this out. I couldn't share with anyone because all the authorities couldn't help me. So then I'd share. I was living in grandma's basement and trying to work, hardly couldn't because I was getting zero sleep for 5 years. So then she's like, hey, sweetie, what happened to all the chocolate chips? And I was like, oh, grandma, I'm so sorry. I don't sleep at night. I eat all the junk food. How can I replace this? And she's like, oh, sweetie, it's okay. Your dad does it. Your dad night eats too. And so do I. But I just keep the food next to the bed. And I was like, what? Because I knew all about physiology. I learned about anatomy and physiology as a teenager. And grandma was like, oh, it's okay. You know, it's just one of those things that we have. And I was like, no, our bodies are designed to heal and rejuvenate and sleep at night. And there's these things called hormones that help us heal. And grandma was like, And so at that moment, then I was like, oh, I'm healing a generational thing. And oh, the genes that turned on, the Dr. Jekyll genes that turned on, this was some psychotic thing that was passed down generationally. And all the authorities can't help me. Well, I'm going to figure this out. So I made that committed decision to figure it out. And then things started getting better. And then it was a gradual coming back up to healing myself. So that's my story.
Wow. And so how did you figure that? Well, you could tell us more.
I became a health mixologist because it really, because all these people, you know, I was going to naturopaths. I was going to psychics. I was going to energy healers. I was going to acupuncturists. I was trying everything out there on the face of God's green earth to get me back to where I was when I was 19. And everything, it had some value, but it wouldn't work permanently. And it's, and I would keep going back to an expert for a period of time until they give up on me, you know? And I was like, oh. And so then I was like, well, everything helped a little bit, but nothing, like, it didn't click in until the moment where I fell in love with myself.
Mm.
When I fell in love with my whole cellular structure, it was actually a magical moment where I kissed myself in the mirror and I was like, this is really weird and cool. And I love myself. Bathed in love. Then everything started working.
That's great. That's great. So thank you for sharing that story. That's incredible. And I think it's inspiring because there's probably a lot of closet nighttime eaters and, you know, those who are like really committed to a healthy lifestyle, and then you find yourself doing the opposite.
Yeah.
So I know there's no schools for health mixology, as you call it. It's just a matter of pulling together the wisdoms of a lot of different things. So we brought you here. We could talk to you for days, but we brought you here specifically to teach us the wisdom of what's in the face. Because that's one of the things that we see right away when we're talking to people. We see their face. And how do we look at their face and figure out some of the things that might be going on that their voice isn't telling us? So if whenever you're ready to begin, I'll put up your slides and
let's put up the slides. Let's get rocking with it.
All right. So I'm going to hit a button and you guys should see her slides now.
Perfect. So now with faceology, now this is a talk that I love to give in public, and I'm going to tweak a couple things.